I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is there added incentive for you for the opponent this week?
There's incentive for every opponent, but I have enjoyed many a Sunday and Monday and many Thursdays in that city. It's a great sports town. Phenomenal sports fans and great place to play.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score. Here's your host, Steve Rosenblum.
And longtime antagonist, Aaron Rodgers. Talking earlier in the week, you going to be well enough to play? You want to play? Is it motivation to play? Well, his motivation gets everybody. That's what professionals say. But especially as the Bears, and especially now that their three starting linebackers are out. Welcome in, welcome back, Saturday Suckage. We have breaking news on the score. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN is reporting, citing sources, Bears defensive backs Kyler Gordon and Jalen Johnson, both questionable for Sunday versus Pittsburgh, won't be activated this week, per sources. The team is hopeful. Both could come off IR for next week against Philly if all goes well. So there we go. Bears against the Steelers. Bears have no starting linebackers. They're not going to get defensive back reinforcements. It's going to be a scramble. But guess what? The Steelers got issues of their own beyond the health of the quarterback. Let's hear what the report from Pittsburgh is. Joining me on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline is Chris Mack of Y108 in Pittsburgh. Download the Circa app today. Chris, thanks for taking time out today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Steve. No problem. Thank you for having me.
Well, so let's start with the diva quarterback. Has a decision made on him? He was listed as questionable. When the Bears put all three linebackers, listed them as out, I upgraded Rodgers to probable. But where is he actually in the Steelers' injury list?
He was as full a participant as a guy with a bum wrist and hand could be again yesterday. I think short of him waking up tomorrow morning and something feeling worse with the wrist hand area than it has all week, he'll be starting tomorrow afternoon, I would suspect. That's not an official report, but that's, I think, after watching him practice on Thursday and Friday, the Steelers probably have a decent comfort level with him working from the pistol rather than under center, maybe using the opposite hand to hand off the ball when he would usually use his left hand. They're comfortable with Rodgers doing all of that and being able to protect himself. I think that's the biggest issue that Aaron mentioned on Wednesday was being able to protect himself from any further injury. And I think they feel like they're at a point where, short of going to the ground and having, say, a Montez Sweat land on top of him and his left wrist crumple up underneath him, similarly to how he injured it last week against Cincinnati, they feel like he can properly protect himself. So I would suspect he gets the start. My personal opinion, Steve, do I think he finishes the game? I think that'll be interesting to see because they do have a good amount of confidence in Mason Rudolph. And if Rodgers gets dinged up again, it will be, you know, I would think they're not a quick hook on performance necessarily, but if he aggravates that thing at all, going to the ground, and he's been taken to the ground a few times each of the past several weeks, it'll be interesting to see how he reacts to that.
My guest is Chris Mack, Y108 in Pittsburgh. We're talking Bears-Steelers here. The three games after the Bears are more important to the Steelers than the Bears game is in isolation. Bears game is more important because it's the only one they play this week. But following the Bears for the Steelers is Bills, Ravens, Dolphins. So you have division, conference, you have tiebreakers, you have all sorts of chest-bursting reasons to play. And I don't know if that would play a decision in Mike Tomlin, no matter what Aaron Rodgers says. He might say, Mike Tomlin might say, no, not this week.
Yeah, that would be my hope. It was my hope all week, Steve, to be honest, that he would advise Aaron Rodgers that discretion is the better part of valor this week because of the games they have sitting in front of them on the schedule, a massive game against the Bills, who haven't looked great lately, but will be coming off a little mini bye after losing on Thursday night. And they still have two massive games left against the Ravens that'll determine the AFC North champion. So that was my hope, and maybe that's a conversation that's still happening behind the scenes, but I think for the most part what we've seen this year is that Mike Tomlin, and this is the way he worked in the past with Ben Roethlisberger, is willing to defer to the Hall of Fame, future Hall of Fame quarterback, and I think that's the case here as well. You know, I talked with my good friend Mark Cabali, who's been reporting on the Steelers for 25 years now, on our Cabali and Mac podcast the other day. He said if it came down to it, Tomlin would more or less let Rodgers make the decision, even if he thought that a less than 100% Rodgers would not be as good an option as a fully healthy Mason Rudolph. So I do think you have to question the dynamic here that's at play between Tomlin and Rodgers. And I think Tomlin, in this instance, it will probably defer to the quarterback. And I think that's just something that he's shown over the course of his 18 years here in Pittsburgh, is that he will, if he trusts the quarterback, lean into the quarterback's decision and let him make that decision for himself.
There was a lot of talk this week about, no, not Aaron Rodgers. We don't want him. Look what he's done to us. And I made the point earlier in the show that this is not that Aaron Rodgers. This Aaron Rodgers is some of the worst versions of himself ever. And he's going to average, I mean, he's on a pace to throw 12 interceptions, which would be one off his worst season ever. And the Bears lead the league in interceptions. So being afraid of Aaron Rodgers is a fool's errand, I think. It also would help you prove where you are, show where you are if you're the Bears. But if it turns out that it's Mason Rudolph, what changes? What would he do to the Bears defense? What changes with Mason Rudolph running the offense compared to Aaron Rodgers?
I think the offense itself is going to function almost exactly the same, Steve. The one thing that is going to be different is that, at least based on what we saw in the second half against Cincinnati, and look, that's a much different defense. It's one of the worst defenses of all time. But Mason has shown a little bit more comfort in the pocket. Aaron has shown some happy feet over the last couple of weeks, despite the fact that the Steelers' pass protection has improved throughout the course of the year. He still looks somewhat uncomfortable at times when he holds onto the ball. And Mason Rudolph doesn't look similarly uncomfortable holding onto the football. It's allowed him to not necessarily throw the ball deep downfield, but stretch the field a little bit more. He found Darnell Washington, the mammoth of a tight end, for a key pickup on a 3rd and 17, I believe it was, at one point in the second half last week. He just looks more comfortable in the pocket. So I'll be honest, if I were a Bears fan, yes, there is everything about Aaron Rodgers being 25-5 or whatever his record is against the Bears over the years. But Mason Rudolph is very comfortable and has found a comfort zone as a backup quarterback in this league, especially in Pittsburgh, where he knows how to handle the offense. He knows when to attempt to make a play. You're right, the Bears secondary has been wildly opportunistic this year. I think Rudolph probably gives them a better chance to lean into an Arthur Smith-led game plan of run the football, use your tight ends, let's not try to ask the quarterback to do too much. So I tend to agree with you that you shouldn't be too afraid of Rodgers. And if Rudolph does end up getting an opportunity to play, whether it's he ends up starting the game for some reason or comes in at some point during the game, if I were a Bears fan, I'd be concerned that Rudolph is the guy who has showed much more propensity to be able to work within the offense and look comfortable in the pocket doing so.
My guest is Chris Mack, Y108 in Pittsburgh. We're talking Steelers-Bears here on The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Why aren't the Steelers a better rushing team?
They haven't really committed to it, Steve, to be honest. Jaylen Warren is, I've made the comparison multiple times, he's like trying to tackle a bowling ball covered in razor blades. The guy never goes down to the first hit, is always churning his legs, always trying to break tackles. And there was a point last week where he was averaging 9 yards a carry in the first quarter. And on third and two, they're putting Kenneth Gainwell in because, well, he's the third down running back. A lot of Steeler fans would like to see them make more of a commitment to the run game because they like Jaylen Warren and the way he runs the ball, which fits the Steelers' offense under Arthur Smith. So to answer your question, I don't know why they haven't committed to running the ball more. I think it's because they feel the need. I don't know if there's even on a subconscious level with Arthur Smith, they feel the need to use the quarterback who they sat around all spring and waited for. I don't know if it's Arthur Smith's proclivity to spread the ball around to multiple targets. I mean, we're talking about a guy who sometimes forgot that he had Bijan Robinson at his disposal when he was the head coach in Atlanta. So he does like to spread the ball around. That's good in some instances, but in some instances, especially going in against a team whose entire linebacking core is decimated, against a secondary who you probably don't want to try and test too much, tomorrow would be a perfect opportunity for the Steelers to lean into the run game. The question is, will they actually commit to it?
What's the latest you know about Alex Highsmith and Cam Hayward?
Cam Hayward's going to play tomorrow. The team just announced a few moments ago. There was an update to both he and Darius Slay's availability. They had both remained listed as questionable, I believe, after yesterday's practice, but they've both been updated. Hayward and Slay will both be playing tomorrow. Alex Highsmith, I suspect, will play if he's for some reason not able to go tomorrow. I'll be honest, it's nothing against Alex Highsmith. He's a very good edge and a good run stopper, and they rely on him for that portion of his game. But Nick Herbig, who is their third edge rusher, who sometimes lines up on the field with Highsmith and TJ Watt at the same time, is a very strong pass rusher in his own right. And they've also got Jack Sawyer on the edge, and they showed a couple times last week they're willing to put Watt, Herbig, and Sawyer out on the field together as well. So it's not to say that we're not worried about whether Alex Highsmith can play or not, because, again, he is strong against the run. But if they have to roll with Watt and Herbig and fold Sawyer in some downs and instances as well, I don't think there's much of a concern about that.
My guest is Chris Mack, Y108 in Pittsburgh. We're talking Steelers-Bears game. Play tomorrow at Soldier Field. An interesting contrast in defenses. Neither's really good, but they are exceptional at an individual thing. With the Bears, it's takeaways. And with the Steelers, it's sacks. So how do you think that plays out Sunday?
And the Steelers, to be honest, Steve, have been pretty good in the turnover department themselves as well. I think it probably sends both offensive play callers towards the idea of let's not ask our quarterbacks to do too much. And I understand Caleb has looked better this year under Ben Johnson. But, you know, I was talking with Dave Wannstedt just the other day, and he said the part he likes most about this offense is that Ben is willing to put Caleb under center. He's willing to run a lot of the Detroit play action stuff that was so successful with the Lions. And it's worked. Plus, you've got a nice 1-2 punch in the backfield between Swift and Menangai. I think both teams need to show a commitment to the run and the play action game. And I think we see management of the game. And a lot of times the term game manager is used as a pejorative against quarterbacks. I don't think that's a problem for whatever quarterbacks are playing tomorrow, whether we're talking about Rodgers and or Rudolph for the Steelers or Caleb for the Bears. I think you ask the quarterbacks to make the smart plays and not try to force the ball into spots where they shouldn't, and don't let the opposing team capitalize on those mistakes. The Steelers scored 14 points directly off of turnovers last week. I think they've scored something like 75 points thereabouts throughout the course of the season, either off turnovers, the drives immediately following turnovers. So I hate to oversimplify an NFL game, but it really comes down to which team is able to force mistakes out of the opposing quarterback tomorrow.
Well, simplifying is fine. The KISS method, right? Keep it simple, stupid. I'm exactly. Right there for it. I had Jim, before I let you go, Chris Mack, Y108 in Pittsburgh. Before you came on, I was talking with Jim Miller, who quarterback, both franchises. Jim's a wonderful guy. By the way, Wani, he's got a knee. We love talking to Wani. Wani's a regular here.
I love Dave. Yeah. Steve, you know I love Dave. Dave and I were actually baptized in the same church, St. Wendelin's in North Bold. When you look out over the hill, you see the Cathedral of Learning at the University of Pittsburgh.
Oh, my God. You got him down. That, you were from the same place. Yeah. Wani's terrific. So, and he's a regular on especially the afternoons when he comes on with Spiegel and Holmes and starts drinking. It's just great. It's being at a bar, which is some of the best things. When Wani was a coach here, it always felt like you're just having a drink with a guy. The way he talked, it was wonderful. But that's not why you called. Jim Miller was saying, I asked him, if you, knowing what you know, the Bears, three starting linebackers aren't there. Mm-hmm. What do you do if you're Aaron Rodgers or Mason Rudolph, and maybe it comes down to Arthur Smith, but how would you take advantage of that? And he said every tight end who's available is going to be in there, and that's the way he would look. That's the way he expects the offense to go. You think so?
Yeah, and I'm not just saying that to parrot Jim because he's a great guy and knows his football. No, that's exactly what I was thinking before you told me what he said, Steve, to be honest. The Steelers have three tight ends that they should utilize the heck out of tomorrow. They went out and traded for Jonnu Smith. He was part of the Minkah Fitzpatrick, Jalen Ramsey deal. They've got Pat Freiermuth on the roster already, who they trust. They call a zone breaker, a zone beater, always finding spots in the middle of the field. And the city is absolutely, and I think people across the league are starting to notice him now as well, the city is absolutely falling in love with Darnell Washington. He's 6'7". He just admitted this week to Amon-Ra and his brother Equanimeous St. Brown on their podcast that he's 311 pounds. He's an absolute monster. And so they've got to start to feed him the ball more. They've made that more of a focal point in the offense over the last few weeks. We know Arthur loves to use tight ends. But I think that's the key. You know, a lot of people are talking about trying to get DK Metcalf going. If DK Metcalf is taken out of the game by the Bears secondary and you've got none of the Bears starting linebackers in there, it's time to feast in the middle of the field with the tight ends, I think.
All right. Well, we hope that I assume that at 311 pounds, you've already fed Darnell Washington enough. But that just
I don't
maybe
know if you ever can feed a 311-pound man enough, Steve.
Yeah, well, I think the Bears, they're going to feed the Bears secondary an awful lot of that. That's the scariest of all the tight ends. That is, we're going to dare your itty-bitty defensive backs to try to tackle them. And yeah. I think that's how it comes down. Chris, great time. I really appreciate your knowledge. Thanks for sharing with my audience.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Steve. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Chris Mack, Y108 in Pittsburgh. That was great. Great insight. We shared Jim Miller and Wani up. He's got Wani on the show. Wani's great. Take a break. When we come back, we are going to hook up somehow with Paul Sullivan. Is that right, Sean? Sean, you didn't suck in this thing, dude. Right?
Yeah, we're going to work it out with Paul. He's covering Northwestern at Wrigley, so we're trying to fit him in here right at halftime.
So we'll talk about Wrigley and whether they blew it with Shota, like they got surprised. I don't know. I'm talking about the Cubs, not Northwestern. Maybe they did that too, but we'll find out. All right, take a break when we come back. Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We are always open to finding ways to, you know, help make our team better. And one of those ways is signing players to extensions. So it's something that we, you know, look at almost every offseason across our players. I think we are in a situation now with some of the young players that we have that there's, you know, more players that it might make sense for. And we'll explore that. You know, there's a lot of players that we've explored that on that, you know, never got reported. Sometimes it does get reported. Sometimes it gets reported and it wasn't happening. But regardless, we'll be talking about those things, I'm sure, with a swath of players, and hopefully we get something done. But if not, we'll move on.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score.
Cubs assistant GM Carter Hawkins. Or I guess he's the GM and Jets, the baseball honcho, right?
President of baseball.
Honcho Hoyer, what they call him. He makes them call him Honcho around the offices.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. So he's talking about, well, we have a qualifying offer, and here's these guys, and we made moves for these guys, and those guys, you didn't know about this, and the other thing you did know about wasn't true, and I yada, yada, yada. So we can talk to Paul Sullivan about that. He's at the Northwestern game at Wrigley. And we'll see if there's any free agents roaming around there. We'll talk to him about that. Justin Ishbia, he wrote about Justin Ishbia meeting the Pope. For now, I want to tell you this. We're waiting for halftime because Northwestern is playing Minnesota for whatever reason they're playing. Tell you about this. Before Chicago takes on Pittsburgh, tune in tomorrow from 9 to noon for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the post-game show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. That's us. We're The Score and the Odyssey app. Had an 815 texter when they weren't bashing Sean for sucking, an 815 texter. Said, you know what really sucks? Not being able to listen to Saturday Suckage last week because I was out of the country. I don't know about the Odyssey app. I'm not in charge of that. I can pass that along to people who are far more important than me. But I can't tell you why it works. Do you know what, Sean? Do you know why it works in the country? It works in the U.S., but not anywhere else?
I don't know. Geolocating? I don't know. People smarter than me probably know more things about it, but that's what I'm going to say.
You think, because it's a worldwide web and a worldwide internet, right?
You think so, man. I don't know.
So do we have Sully? Did he call in? Is he here?
He is here. We do have one Paul Sullivan.
All right. The man who writes the Wake of the News column. and he's here, and because we have to keep going with this. He's at Wrigley, so we're going to talk Cubs, and then we'll talk the Pope and whether the Bears are getting the new Pope bounce. We thank you for taking time, Sully, from halftime at Northwestern. How are you, Sully?
I'm okay. He said one Paul Sullivan. Is there another one?
There's several. You could actually go, if you search on the Twitter machine, there's a whole bunch of Paul Sullivans. There is no P.W. Sullivan that I could ever match you, but I just, that's a one of a kind.
Well, thankfully.
All right, Sully, the Shota Imanaga accepting the qualifying offer. There's been a lot of talk. The Cubs were surprised by this. The Cubs were kneecapped by this. They didn't see this coming. Like, did they get outplayed? Did they do something stupid? Did they expect it? And is this going to affect any more money they choose to spend in free agency? What happened, and how do you see this playing out?
Yeah, I wish I could tell you. But, I mean, they had to know that there was a possibility he could accept the qualifying offer. Obviously, they didn't want to pay him the big money, the three-year deal, and he didn't want to go for the two-year deal. And it looked like he was gone. I thought he was gone because these players, they never accept the qualifying offer unless they're injured or, you know, really bad. And he's not either. I mean, he was injured and he was bad, but in the long term, I would have thought he could have got more money. But, you know, this kind of makes it look like, you know, these players are wary of the possible lockout after next year. And, you know, they don't want to commit to anything past that. And maybe they think a one-year deal is going to, you know, be enough to resurrect his, salary power for the after the lockout. Whether the Cubs didn't want him back, I'm not sure. I mean, they certainly made it look like they didn't want him back. Mm-hmm. You know, not exercising all of his options, but you know, it's just a very, very strange story to me. And until Jed talks, I'd really like to hear his side of it.
Well, for now, there's no salary cap, although the Cubs are one of many teams that act like there is, and you're allowed to spend as much money as you want. See Steve Cohen for details. Yeah. And that does not appear to be the profile of your Northside baseball team. How would you characterize the profile of this Northside team in the current environment? What would you expect to have happen?
Well, I expect the normal. They'll probably push it towards the de facto salary cap, which is the luxury tax threshold, and that'll be it. I don't see them really having any major long-term deals like a Dansby Swanson type seven-year deal. I think they'll go for, you know, maybe a two, three, maybe a four-year deal at most, but I don't see them getting in on the big names that would, you know, cost that. Oh, excuse me. Someone slamming the door here. That would cost the kind of money that that you're talking about. So, I don't know. They, you know, just look at the way that Jed has this the payroll for the next few years coming. I mean, there's only Dansby is really on the payroll after 2026. So, something's up.
Yeah, lockout language and contract has always been an issue when you're dealing with free agency. It's as if the long contracts would be a whole bunch of money in year one, and then the year of the lockout, it would be for like 20 cents, and then they'd make it up on the back end when they expect the lockout to be over. That's usually the way the haggling goes, previously anyways. I don't know if you expect that to change.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's been so slow so far, all the contracts, free agents I've seen, not that there's been many, but it's been like 1 and 2 year guys, so picking up some options here and there. But, yeah, I don't expect there to be a salary cap. I just don't see players allowing that to happen. But, you know, who knows?
My guest is Paul Sullivan, writes the Wake of the News column for the Chicago Tribune. We're talking all kinds of things here on The Score. You wrote a story about this Justin Ishbia, went to Rome, met the Pope, Bob from the South Side, before he became Pope Leo the 14th? Or do you call him Pope Leo Canerco? I'm not sure how we're supposed to refer to him. Justin Ishbia, the future steward, not owner, of the White Sox, presented him with a signed jersey signed by the 2005 White Sox. What do you make of, what do you think of Justin Ishbia?
What do I think of him?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really know him. It was the first time I've ever really dealt with him, or first time I've ever talked to him. It was kind of a strange thing because, you know, when the agreement came out, was it spring or early summer, about him taking over for Reinsdorf, it's very convoluted type of agreement where, you know, Reinsdorf has 4 years until he wants to give it up, and then it's Justin Ishbia's option. So we tried to talk to him then. He wasn't available to talk, and all of a sudden this week he made himself available after talking to the Pope, which is, you know, I'm always ready to talk to anyone. So I said, yeah, sure. But then whenever I asked him about, you know, anything regarding the White Sox future, he kind of had a standard line of, you know, go talk to Jerry. It's not my team yet. And he didn't want to step on Jerry's toes, which is understandable. But so I really don't know what he's thinking, honestly. I mean, we talked a lot about the Pope, and, you know, that certainly is a nice side story. But I think most of us really want to know about the stadium plans and, you know, is he going to, you know, shell out for some free agents? And neither of those were topics that he really wanted to broach. So I would have to say I was encouraged that he did talk, and he seems like he will talk when he takes over the team. But I got to be honest with you, Steve, I don't think I'm still going to be working by the time he takes over the team. I don't really care what he thinks in, you know, 5-6 years from now.
What do you expect to have? When do you expect him to take over? As early as 29, or do you think we're headed for imminent death? Sully, what are you saying here?
I'm saying I'll be retired by the time he talks. I'm not saying anything about anyone dying.
Oh, okay.
I'm still alive.
I just
you know, 4 years. I'm an old man, Steve, as you know. So.
No, you're a young man. You're still the young leg man who worked for Royco and yeah. fought with Royco. And
yeah.
So let me, when you talked about the Pope, do you think, did Justin Ishbia, did he let on that he knew that the Pope had a hand in the Bears season, like a new Pope bounce, and they were getting all these miracle finishes because of divine intervention? Did you and Justin Ishbia talk about that?
No, I didn't get any sense that he talked about the Bears. I think it was all White Sox. It was one of those, I think it was one of those deals, because Pritzker was there that day, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, they kind of had a, he must set aside some days where he just stands in line and meets with people all day long, and then they, you know, give him jerseys of some team or pizzas from Aurelio's or something. But I don't think he talked to him for more than a couple minutes, and I really don't know if he talked about this Bears bounce that you're referring to, which I haven't heard yet. Is this a fact? Do you have some concrete evidence of that?
Yeah, well, the miracle finishes, and we got a new Pope, and he's from the South Side. So, yeah, the new Pope bounce. We've heard that in sports for years, Sully.
About a new Pope bounce?
Yeah, new Pope bounce. All right, Sully, halftime's got to be
confused with that new Pope smell of your car.
Yeah, see? Car. Right? Yeah, and the lemon scented.
You're going to get me excommunicated, Steve.
See? Well, you can come over to our side. So
yeah.
We'll take you. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I doubt that. Yeah. You
will
take me.
No, I'll vouch for you. You got me. Trust me, Sully. Mention my name, you get a good seat. Trust me. Thanks, Sully. Appreciate the time.
All right. See you, Rose.
Paul Sullivan, Chicago Tribune, Wake of the News columnist. He joined me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to a guy who is perfect in his Bears picks this year.
Who the heck's this guy?
I heard he sucks, but apparently not picking football games, Sean. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How about these Bears? Trying to win the third consecutive game with a last-minute comeback win. Now it's on the foot, Cairo Santos. To win it or lose it. Santos puts it up and it is good! The comeback kid, Chicago Bears, do it again! It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score.
Highlight courtesy of Fox. Yep, the Bears did do it. Bears did do it. They came back again. Played that from Kyle Brandt earlier in the show, Good Morning Football. He knew the Bears were going to win when there was 50 seconds left after J.J. McCarthy threw the go-ahead TD pass. Too much time left. He declared the Bears the too much time left team. You've never heard that said about the Bears in your lifetime. I don't care how long your lifetime is. People, nope. You haven't. Welcome in, welcome back. You know, I needed to credit Fox, too, and we had Jim Miller on an hour ago. And I think that was John Madden, right?
It was John Madden on the call, yes.
And Pat Summerall.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Miller. Booker. Touchdown. Grody once went through a list of the best Pat Summerall names. And especially the ones on the Bears. Ryan Mundy. He thought those are great Summerall names. We would do that if he was so moved. And if not, he would go into Lou. He would talk like Lou. He would, or Grobber. But that's not why he called. So I wanted to make sure we thanked people. So the Bears moved to 7-3 by beating the Vikings. Somebody moved to 10-0. Choosing the Bears to win a game, picking the Bears games, that would be that man over there. He sucks in a lot of things. Sean Sears does, which is why he's producing Saturday Suckage.
That's correct.
But he does not suck when picking Bears games this year. Indeed, he's 10-0. It's on the website. It's Sean, WTF, and why aren't you, like, betting this? Why aren't you, don't you have your own BetMGM Tonight show?
I don't, this is just, like, some crazy run. Like, I was telling you earlier today, last week before the Vikings, I felt like the Vikings were going to beat the Bears. And so I said, okay, I'm going to pick the Bears on a week that I would normally pick whoever they're not playing. I would pick the Vikings in this situation, but I picked the Bears. I still somehow became right. I am 10-0 somehow. I feel like I'm putting maybe 3 minutes of thought into my email to Cody Westerlund.
So that's the key.
If the less I think about, the more right I am.
And that's the way you produce this show often.
Sometimes, yeah.
So you have gotten it right. Is this against the spread? Does the score... Well, I don't go.
It is truly just whether or not you've picked the correct team to win. So okay. There's really not a ton of math. There's not a. I am just straight, just Russian rouletteing and 10-0 somehow.
And who's second?
Second is Clint Klaus, actually, who is 9-1.
TikTok? Is that what you said?
That's what I said, TikTok. Yep. Clint Klaus. He's going to be your producer this week, I think.
I've never heard of this person. I think you just made that name up.
Yeah.
Clint Klaus. Are you gaslighting me?
Yes, he got it.
Me and Espo were doing Thanksgiving. Doing the Thanksgiving show.
I think Clint's going to be one of your producers. I think you'll be working with Clint. So you'll see. He's not imaginary. He's real. But
TikTok is.
Okay. Yes. And then I think there's a bunch of people behind us that have like only gotten two wrong. I think like Speegs, David Hawes, good group of people there. So
the people with all the big mouths.
Yeah,
they're not
usually
they're
not
10-0, are they? The
they're
people
not.
With the big mouths and drive time. Yeah, no. They're not.
No, they're not. I'm really good at this. I don't know.
So you had the Bears losing the first 2 weeks in the division game with the new coach, and why?
I just felt like the Bears were going to lose that first game. They always seem to come out in that first game and be flat. I thought it might take a moment. I had a feeling in the homecoming game against the Lions, they'd probably lose that game too.
Yeah, that was...
The one that I thought I was like, yeah, you're crazy, but why not? I picked them against the Cowboys, and then they... do like, you know, the coolest things I've ever seen them do on offense.
Why would you think they're crazy? The Cowboys are always dysfunctional and bad, and they find a way to self-destruct.
I just thought Dak Prescott was going to be a better quarterback in that situation, but I thought the Bears had a chance to play better against an Eberflus defense, and then they did. That was the one thing they needed last year. They needed to face an Eberflus defense while Matt Eberflus was their coach. They couldn't do that, and they couldn't break their losing streak.
Well, they did. They did it in practice, and they always, you know, I thought we had a good practice. It was the echoes the fears of Tressman. Oh, we had a good practice. We had a good practice all week. Well, you're practicing against a bad team, against bad players with bad coaches. What do you expect? You're going to play badly. If there's some truth to the maxim, you play like you practice, then you're practicing against bad players.
Time is such a flat circle with this team sometimes, man.
Uh-huh. But yet, you're 10-0, so... Everybody's going to want to know who are you picking this week against Stewers, as Dave Wannstedt would say, Stewers.
I picked the Bears before I knew all three of their linebackers weren't going to play, but I picked them, and my final pick here is 24-21 Bears. I think I wrote this at the time, I said I think the Steelers' defense makes me nervous, but on paper I think the Bears are better. The only thing that could mess this up is an Aaron Rodgers. I hope the Bears break him like Bane broke Batman's back.
Whoa! Look at that.
Go Bears.
But didn't they break Bane's mask?
They did eventually, yeah. Eventually, Batman wins, but he infamously breaks Batman's back. That's what I want.
I don't know the reason they had any more Batman villains once Heath Ledger played the Joker.
He's pretty good.
That's it. The franchise is over.
No more Batman, it's done?
Can't. There's no villain that matches that.
That's true. Tough to take Mr. Freeze seriously, right?
Yeah. I mean, whatever you got. I don't know. When Heath Ledger took a Jack Nicholson role and was so far better than him, nobody really remembers Jack Nicholson did it.
It was really good, too, as well.
Not once you saw Heath Ledger. Right. I mean, apparently it was so good that he just never got out of it, and may he rest in peace, and if you're having trouble, call somebody. So you are picking... The Bears, Mr. 10-0 this season, picking Bear on the score.
I am, yeah, 10-0 somehow.
Stewers. Well, this update for you, whether you feel good about it or not, Ian Rappaport confirmed. Chris Mack had said earlier, and there are other reports confirming this. Chris Mack, our guest less than an hour ago. Defensive tackle Cam Hayward of the Steelers and cornerback Darius Slay are no longer questionable. They're both going to play. So the Bears will see them. There was some question about whether they would or not. Alex Highsmith, apparently not. They won't have to worry about that. One of the werewolves, as Ben Johnson called him. So whatever they face, we'll bring you insight, expertise from Olin Krutz. Olin Krutz is on with Spiegel and Holmes yesterday. Spectacular, as always. And we'll bring you a replay of that interview next hour. Take a break now. And what we'll come back with is how the idea of game balls got devalued forever. Past, present, future. It just got killed. Just when everything was going so well, the idea of game balls. Bad, worse, worst. That's really what it, the whole thing, that's what happened. I'll explain that, and we'll bang on the Bulls a little bit because, wow, did they take suckage to another level? They may get their own ring of honor, own spot in the ring of honor for suckage for what happened last night. And Olin Krutz next hour on Saturday. Are we done yet? Can we go home yet, or do we still have stuff to do?
We still got stuff to do. We still got stuff to do.
No, all right.
I'm sorry.
Mr. 10-0.
Yeah.
I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Sean, what's your name? Sears? Yeah, he's Sean Sears. We suck so you don't have to, although he's 10-0 picking Bears games. Like, unbelievable. All these big mouths on the radio, and here's a Saturday Suckage producer, and then a guy I've never heard of, a guy I think they just made up, and they're giving me an Espo on Thanksgiving, some made-up guy. Look, you know the Cardinals would make up names of players, and they'd come up and torture the Cubs, so I think, okay, here's TikTok. He's your producer for Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
I am the smartest man alive!
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.